His name is Marcus Thompson, and even Marcus Thompson, you want to talk about how good JBL speakers are, they even make Marcus Thompson sound terrific. JBL headphones, the official sound of the Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Can we get this music off, please? Can we get this music off?
Come on, Simon. Go ahead and vibe with that beat. Come on, man.
For Daryl the Guru Johnson and Steve Croner, just tell them what it was, because, you know, I know.
I know you know. I know you listen to the Boondocks soundtrack. I know you are familiar with the theme song. I know you got the lyrics tattooed on your calf. So school them on what kind of classic hip-hop that was.
Did you say something about a boombox? I had a boombox when I was a kid. Oh, Boondocks. Yeah, oh, boom I got you. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm helping you out, Marcus.
It's okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I boombox. I had a boombox. Mine was smaller than everybody else's, though. We don't want to go there. Hey, Marcus, back in the day, there used to be a columnist in the Bay Area named Glenn Dickey, and he criticized Joe Montana when his wife had a baby in season. Draymond Green with a baby missing games. What's up with that?
Hey, you know, I think Steve Kerr planned that so he can get some starters some rest. That's about the only way he's keeping Draymond out, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's good. You know what? We're going to look back on this. I think, or how about this? There's a good chance we look back on this and see this as the new, you know, the start of a new Draymond. I mean, here's a guy who, if anybody needs the humility and you know, just maturity that comes with a child, Draymond could use that. So if somehow or another come May and we're talking about, hey, man, Draymond's gotten a lot better, we could point to, hey, man, that dude had a baby. Remember that? Nothing settles you down like a child. Or maybe it won't, but
hey, Marcus,
but
let
ideally.
Marcus, Steve Croner, let me take that one step further. If you were Steve Kerr and Draymond said he was coming to Detroit yesterday, I guess, would you have said, you know what, Draymond? Take another day. Take another day with I know Detroit's important. You're from Saginaw. You went to Michigan State. But you know what? Your son, the first 2 days of his life, that's going to be something you'll remember forever. If you were Steve Kerr, would you have said, hey, Draymond, you know what? Skip it. Meet us in Cleveland on Saturday, and we'll go from there.
I'm sure Steve probably said that. Hey, don't rush back. You can, you know, take another day off. But I think, again, I think Steve Kerr has a hard time telling these guys no when they go so hard for him.
Yeah.
So I think that's his struggle. Like, how does he tell Kevin Durant, I need you to sit out? Like, then he's like, no, I do everything you ask. So Draymond's not missing a game in Michigan. It just ain't happening. His baby would have had to be born on the day of the game for him not to play at the Pistons. That's his homecoming, and he only gets one a year. So I don't think Steve could have talked him out of that one.
I can't believe how my appreciation for what Draymond means to this team has grown, Marcus. And not seeing him on the court last night, it was just obvious. And I told Matt this morning, I can't remember a guy that I can't compare another player to in NBA history. I'll say Kobe, you say Michael. There's so many parallels, but with Draymond, I can't remember anybody but maybe Dennis Rodman. But he didn't have the offensive skill set that Draymond does. Can you think of anybody come to your mind that the game and what he means to their team that Dray reminds you of?
It's kind of a reach, but I see Anthony Mason. Just without
not bad.
He's a better defender than Anthony Mason, and Anthony Mason is probably a more fluid ball handler. But Anthony Mason could play D, and he could pass, and he could hit the open shot here and there. And he did have kind of that rowdy kind of personality. It just that's what comes to mind when I see Draymond. It's old school Anthony Mason, mink coat with the 14 on the back during the lockout.
I think that if you took Draymond Green off the Warriors, they would not be the favorites. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Without question, their defense wouldn't be. Not only would their defense not be as good, but their offense wouldn't be as good either. And we kind of saw that. They would really need to make shots because the way they run their system, Curry starts it, but it's the second guy who gets it that kind of is called to make that play while Curry draws the attention away. So whoever that second guy is, when it's Looney, the offense isn't that good.
Right.
So whoever that second guy is has to be somebody who knows how to make a play. And they use Bogut in that fashion too. So I don't know if they would be as good. And Steinmetz, I remember a couple years ago you said something. You said Draymond has gotten to the point where he's no longer like a second-round pick. Like you can't look at him as a second-round pick who made it. You got to start looking at him as he's a starter. So the pressure on him needs to be just like a regular starter would be. And it seems like he's living up to that level. Like he's past the point where it's like this dude is crazy for a second-round pick. Now he's a bona fide star player, which means if you take him out, there's no way you're not going to be as good. That's with anything. You take out a
right.
star player off their team, the team won't nearly be as good. And I think especially with this team and with Draymond, I don't even think they would probably struggle to be top three.
Top three in the league or top three in the conference?
Either, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe top four then if you throw in Cleveland. But yeah, right. Take Draymond out. It's going to hurt for sure.
Speaking of hurt, Marcus, I don't know if you saw that J.R. Smith out 12 to 14 weeks after thumb surgery. What's that going to do to the Cavs?
Help them?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
That was low.
No
huh?
way.
Wow.
That had a double meaning, right? You know, you guys took that as a shot on J.R. That's your own conscience,
oh,
right?
Okay.
That's your own guilt. I meant it allowed them to rest key players. Hey, come back in April. That's when we'll need you. It allows them to chill for, you know, the regular season and then come back, lower all expectations. They might even end up the number two seed if somehow Toronto is legit this year. And then they'll say, all right, April, we're back fully healthy again. Let's make this last run. This is what would be good for the Warriors in a sense. If something has to drag them out of the game because these dudes are going to play. Kevin Durant is going to play. Steph is going to play. Draymond's going to play. So, for me, it might help them because if he comes back in April, they get a month to kind of grow as a team and get their chemistry back and let's go for the playoffs.
What do you got going this weekend, Marcus?
Snow, frost, Cleveland. I'm going to Arendelle to watch the Warriors at Cavaliers. I'm taking my Olaf jacket because I'm going to be frozen.
Are you serious? You're going to the game?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going. We're going.
But you didn't go to. You're not in Detroit now, right?
Nah. So today is going to be my Christmas Eve.
Gotcha.
And then tomorrow is going to be, you know, Christmas morning, and then I'm out. I'm on my way to Cleveland to go find Elsa and Anna.
Wow.
Wow. So you're going out there just for basically 36 hours.
Basically for the biggest game of the year so far, and then I'm out.
Chargers-Browns? Is that the biggest game of the year? You're going out for that one?
Chargers-Browns. I'm going to Chargers-Browns.
They could. The Browns could use you, Marcus. Can you throw the ball?
Not in that weather. I can't do anything in that weather. I can't breathe in that weather.
All right. Hey, Marcus, thanks so much for joining us, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you, and safe travels to Cleveland, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Enjoy it, fellas. Have a good one.